Heart Cares continues to make a meaningful difference to the lives of those around us, this time in partnership with Silver Star Casino. It's the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Heart Cares. Just in case you missed it, here's Hot 1027 Breakfast giving some good news.
Hot 1027, it is a Wednesday morning, and as you know, with Silver Star, we like to team up and help wherever and whenever we can. We, this morning, are going to be helping our furry friends, or should I say our hairy, sort of hairy, not so much furry friends.
Hairy, furry, cloven hoofed.
Yes, as well. We've got Bongani from the Randburg SPCA with us this morning. He's the inspector there. Good morning, Bongani. How are you?
Good morning, guys, man. Good morning. Great to be here.
How is the Randburg SPCA doing as a whole at the moment?
Well, we're trying our best, you know. SPCA being SPCA, you do understand what we do. Mm-hmm. We take care of animals. Animals that would have been given away, you know, surrendered to us, impounded. So, you know, so it's all sort of, and I always tell people that when you come to our kennels, every animal that is in the kennel has got a story, a unique story. So every day is different, but you know what? We're made for this. We love it here.
you gave up life in corporate to actually become an inspector and to look after everything at the SPCA. I mean, you've obviously got a fondness for animals.
Blame it on SPCA. Because, you know, I was saying now to Andy that I will always find a reason to come to SPCA.
Right.
Whether, especially because my family, we're from KZN. So my family will always go down in December and June. And every time they will call me, they say, we know you're at SPCA. You know? So I always said, even, you know, I was just telling you now that 2018, 2019 financial year, I was at, you know, at the funeral industry at the time, working there as a regional manager.
Right.
I will drive from Hillcrest to Springfield, right down to Devon South, just to be, you know, I felt good, you know. So I love SPCA. And of course, I've been in corporate for years, having worked with companies like Edcon, JD Group, but nothing comes to SPCA.
Oh, wow.
It's good to hear.
Well, it's very important that people with your passion are working with the SPCA. We received this letter and it's been a really an interesting one, I should say, February. Apparently, there was a crisis where there were 25 goats that were suspected to be stolen. The SAPS was involved. Tell us what happened with this particular incident.
Okay, maybe a bit of background, what we do as SPCA. Of course, so when such happens, we'll then get a call. So to say that you need to come and collect the animals. So we got a call from Mildred's Rift police station to say that they were suspected and apprehended overnight. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with them, there was a bucky and 25 goats.
Mm-hmm.
We do believe that they come from Eastern Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously our role there will basically ensure that animals are not, you know, strained or kept in an environment that are not used to. So we had to go in and collect those animals. And that's what we always do, whether it's an eviction and whatnot, we would then get a call from, you know, the powers that be to come in. So that's a story with that. And I was saying that as a Zulu man myself, if I lose livestock, that's the end of me. You know? So I do feel pity for the owners of these goats. And just to cut the story short, yeah, obviously we went in to Bucky's, we collected them. They are here at SPCA, and bearing in mind that we cannot turn animals away. At times we run out of space because you know that we've got a square meter that is given to us by municipality. So, but they're here, you know. So until the process unfolds, so they will be with us.
And I mean, were they malnourished? Were they in a poor state when you got them? When you actually took them in?
Well, besides the fact that they have been driving throughout the night and they hadn't had water, there was no food and whatnot, even. I mean, you could see that they were whitish in color. Some of them are whitish, but they were so dirty, you know. So, of course, they were not, you know, they weren't looked after well. And that's why when they came in here, we tried to pick our makeshift sort of crawl and shelter. They were quite happy, you know. So we also had to feed them. Like I say, that we can't turn with our limited resources, we can't turn animals away. So, yeah.
So, just on those limited resources, I imagine you get those 25 goats. You've had to feed them. You have to water them. You have to check them for ticks. You have to deworm them. There's a lot of stuff that goes in, and that obviously takes resources, which are already strained. And Simon said we do like to lean on our friends at Silver Star whenever we need help. So, we thought we'd get Nadia Godridge on the line. Good morning, Nadia.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're very good. Thank you. Very good indeed. You've heard Bongani, Inspector Bongani from the SPCA talking about these goats. And I mean, we try and help everyone everywhere, and we thought we'd give you a shout and say, well, what are we doing today?
Well, I'm so glad you did reach out to us. You know, Silver Star is truly inspired by the work that the SPCA team does. And, you know, we'd like to thank the SPCA for never turning an animal away. I mean, that is just amazing. Mm. You know, these 25 goats have endured immense suffering, and Silver Star, together with our amazing friends at Hot 1027 and Hot Cares, you know, we believe that every act of kindness matters. These goats deserve safety, nourishment, and proper medical care. And the heroes at the SPCA deserve as much support as anybody can give them. So that's why we're going to step in to help with some financial assistance towards the medical care, the nutritional needs, and the bedding, all to the value of 20,000 Rand.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Inspector Bongani, you know that we always try and come to the party for the SPCA. Our listeners expect it. And I know that our good friends Nadia and Silver Star, they also, as you've just heard, respect the work that you do and help wherever they can as well. Nadia, thank you very much. That's brilliant.
Wow. It's absolute pleasure, and a big thank you again to the SPCA team.
So, another life changed with the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.